This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
The U.S. Senate is expected to make another attempt next week at repealing the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. President Trump says if all Republican efforts to get rid of the law fall short, his plan is to just let Obamacare implode.
We'll let Obamacare fail, and then the Democrats are going to come to us and they're going to say, how do we fix it? How do we fix it?
But is it failing? At least in Texas, anyway. KUT's Ashley Lopez takes a look.
There's a group of people in Texas for who the answer to this question is a big no. Carol Elliott from Port Aransas is one of those people.
Hello?
Elliott is one of the million Texans that have insurance through an exchange created by the Affordable Care Act. It's an online marketplace allowing individuals who don't get insurance through work or Medicaid or Medicare to buy insurance from companies with the help of government subsidies. Elliott is a musician and hadn't been able to afford health insurance. She says as soon as that exchange was created several years ago, she signed up.
And a week later, maybe it was a couple weeks, I was diagnosed with breast cancer.
Doctors caught her cancer early. Elliott says she was able to avoid chemotherapy and is now cancer-free.
The Affordable Care Act saved my life, and I was able to get all the treatment I needed.
Elliott says that included a lumpectomy, radiation, CAT scans, and it was all covered by that newly purchased insurance plan.
My out-of-pocket expenses for everything that I just outlined were really minimal. But after the first year, the cost has gone up some.
And this is where things get complicated. Elliott says so far, even though her premium has gone up, she can still afford it. Stacey Pogue with the Left-Leaning Center for Public Policy Priorities explains why.
The vast majority of enrollees are shielded from those premium increases. They're not paying it out of their pockets because we have subsidies that offset the increase for those enrollees. But the underlying premium is going up, and that's important to talk. You know, that is important. It's just that it doesn't mean that people in the marketplace are unable then to afford those premiums.
Pogue says in the first few years, the average premium went up about 3 to 5% in Texas, which is pretty modest. This past year, though, increases were around 18%. And while that's a big increase, Pogue says it's actually lower than the national average. And again, for the most part, consumers aren't paying that increase. The government is. But that increase and steeper ones across the country are why Republicans say this isn't working. In fact, Texas Senator John Cornyn thinks it will get worse.
We are projected to see double-digit increases in premiums and insurance companies pulling out of the marketplace unless something is done.
And here's the thing. Cornyn isn't wrong. The insurance market is really precarious right now. The debate now is what the fix should be. Cornyn wants to repeal Obamacare. He was part of a small group of senators that crafted the Senate replacement for the law. But a nonpartisan scoring of the bill from the Congressional Budget Office says his plan would make premiums skyrocket. In fact, the CBO says millions of people will be forced to give up their health insurance under his plan. And Stacey Pogue says inaction is also bad.
One of the biggest things is whether the Trump administration is going to continue paying cost-sharing reductions. These are subsidies that lower the amount of deductibles that low-income people in the marketplace have to pay.
Under the Affordable Care Act, insurers are required to lower out-of-pocket expenses for low-income people in the exchanges. That's the affordable part of the Affordable Care Act. But Pogue says the question now is whether the federal government will continue its commitment to reimbursing insurance companies for that.
If the Trump administration stops that practice, insurers will have to increase their premiums to offset those losses. And in Texas, that means premiums would go up overnight for no other reason by 19%.
And that's not the only way the administration could affect premiums. Trump has also called for the feds to stop enforcing the individual mandate, which requires everyone have health insurance. That means fewer healthier people will be in the marketplace to help offset the cost of sicker people. That could also mean higher premiums. The administration could also roll back tax credits, currently helping many people pay for their premiums. So yeah, Obamacare could fail in some pretty big ways. And that brings us to another way the GOP says Obamacare is failing. There aren't enough insurers in the Obamacare exchanges. Here's John Cornyn again.
This year, Americans in 70% of counties nationwide have less than two insurers to choose from.
Now, that's two insurance companies, not plans, but it still points to a big problem. In fact, there are some counties that might have zero insurers in their marketplace next year. Stacey Pogue calls them bald spots. She says bald spots are a huge problem, but they are not a problem in Texas.
None of those are in Texas. Right now, it appears that every county in Texas will have one or more insurers offering coverage.
The picture is even sunnier when you look at Central Texas.
So our market is actually growing.
That's Elizabeth Colvin. She's the director of Insure Central Texas at Foundation Communities here in Austin. Her group helps people sign up for health insurance through Obamacare. She says the problems with the exchanges in more rural parts of the country just don't exist here.
Oh, we have a very robust market in Central Texas. We had 30 plans to choose from this past season with three different insurance companies. And for this upcoming season, we expect to have four different insurance companies. A new insurer is coming to Central Texas.
Of course, insurance companies are watching what happens in Washington before they formally commit to selling plans in any exchanges next year. But Colvin says so far things look good for Central Texas. And Stacey Pogue says statewide, the exchanges aren't perfect, but they're in a good position for the coming year.
You know, it's more than 60% of the population has three or more choices in the marketplace, right? And it's just 10% of people who only have one choice.
Pogue says the marketplace is thriving, mostly because Texas is a place where insurers want to sell insurance.
So Texas has always had a big enough population and plenty of low-income people who don't have insurance, who are uninsured.
So in Texas, Obamacare, for the most part, isn't exactly failing. But it could. It just depends entirely on which argument wins out in Washington. It could be this one.
Obamacare is not working as advertised.
Or this one.
No. It's working just like it's supposed to.
Ashley Lopez, KUT News.